I'm here with
Mary Berard.
And you are?
I'm just a volunteer.
For the CAP Services
Family Crisis Center, yes. We are doing a little makeover to celebrate the 35th anniversary.
Why is it so important to the maintenance of this place to paint it like this?
Well, it just needs tuning up. I know when people need a safe place to go, they're probably not worried too much about what it looks like, but we would like to give them a comfortable place. So it's been quite a few years, right, Trina? Trina's here, too. She works for CAP Services for the Family Crisis Center. So it just is due, and we've got volunteers coming in. It's the United Way's Make a Difference Day week. I'm not sure how long the span is. But we had 11 or 12 volunteers come in today, scraping wallpaper, washing, painting from Associated Bank. So kudos to them. We couldn't do it without them.
All right. One of the things that does come up is, again, we're looking at a place for people to be safe when they're in a situation. And it's important that they feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And the Family Crisis Center gives them the safe place. Once they come here, it's a lockdown facility, and they have the professionals to help them through the process. But they also have their own rooms and stay in them quite a bit. So it's just important to keep them fresh and comfortable.
Is there any sort of disruption going on at this point? Probably just minimal amount of disruption for people having to move out while you paint their room?
Yeah, we did have to relocate a couple of rooms. Fortunately, they're not full, and it has been full a good part of the year. So we're fortunate right now to have some empty rooms that we can work in.
What should people in the community know about this project and about CAP Services?
As far as CAP Services, the Family Crisis Center, they should know that women and children can find shelter here. They can, and domestic abuse and sexual assault victim services are here 24 hours a day. Trina can get the phone number for you, but I don't have that memorized. But that service is offered, and if you know anybody that needs help, send them this way. Give them the, it's in the phone book. I think you can find the CAP Services Family Crisis Center hotline online.
Okay, we're going to switch over here. I'm speaking with
Trina Bierman, Sexual Assault Victim Service Coordinator.
One of the things that comes up, we're looking at not so much an increase, but it's a steady amount of people having to find services like this, both in Wausau and Stevens Point. How important is having this community involvement like this?
The community involvement is imperative to our services. When we get volunteers that are able to help with the maintenance of the shelter, with donations of time, items, energy, those are the things that we count on to continue the services to victims.
And really something you don't really have time to do during the day.
Right. Right. We count on volunteers for so many different areas of service that we provide for victims of both sexual assault and domestic violence.
What message do you have for people in the community about what's going on here today?
Well, what Mary indicated is correct about the services that we offer, but also if there are ways that they'd like to become involved, they can go to our CAP Services website, and we have many volunteer opportunities listed on there according to the county in which you live.